Good evening, everyone. Thank you for joining me. This is Sasha of SashaTalks.com. Today we'll be addressing a few commandments to live and find your divine purpose. All content presented on Sasha Talks does adhere to the disclaimers of the site. When I cross paths with people, people want to know, what is my divine purpose? How can I find my divine purpose? Am I on the right path? These are my goals. Do you see me being able to fulfill them? So I thought it would be fair to discuss and share an overview of having a few commandments that could help you in living your divine life, attaining your divine purpose. A lot of people think that once you're a certain age or you're at a certain phase in your life, you should know what you're meant to do. And one thing that I remind people is that we're constantly living, growing, learning from our experiences, and our preferences may also evolve over time because they become more refined based off our experiences, the knowledge that we've acquired, and the wisdom. That it's okay if you were, let's say, 10 and you always wanted to become a teacher. But let's say by the time you had more experiences, you were exposed to more knowledge, more feedback, and you were very engaged as a student and also in the community, you realize that there's another passion, another interest that intrigues you more. So instead of becoming a teacher, all of a sudden you want to be someone who gets to design cars. It may be a little bit coming out of left field, but it's a very realistic thing. We have all types of occupations out there. And I myself have met a car designer out there. Who knows? Maybe it was the person who told me the story. So what are a few commandments, a few ways of going about to discover and unravel your divine purpose and being able to actualize your potential in this life? The first thing would be, live each day with a purpose. What are your goals? People overwhelm themselves and put that pressure on their mind and heart that they need to know ahead of time of what they want out of life. We need to live our life in order to discover what greater things we want. It's like saying you already know what your performance will be in a track race, but you haven't even ran the race yet. Some things we don't know until we do them, or we're in the process of doing them, and during the process, we learn new things. We're inspired by the experience, or we come across an element that changes our perspective. It heightens our senses, our awareness, to try things in different ways, in different environments. And in the process, we also learn that there are many different ways of living our life. Typically, when we start taking things for granted, we think the way that we live our lives is the only way to live. I'm talking to a global audience tonight. You may be in different corners of, let's say, Australia or Japan, New Zealand, Brunei, South America, Brazil, and these are some random countries where people tune in from. BBS has a global audience, literally, and one of the things that intrigued me when I was a new member of the BBS family was when you receive feedback from people and people reach out to you directly, and whether it's even from the BBS team, you learn that there are people accessing all of this very enriching content from many different hosts to learn and grow and just to be introduced to different talents from all over the world. So when the station says they have a very global reach, I myself personally know by having global clients and global listeners who do reach out that you're, no matter what corner of the world you are, we're all focusing on similar goals by focusing on the human condition of how to grow, how to learn, how to help one another, and also how to pay it forward. Now, when you live each day with a purpose, you're the one who gets to define that purpose. We have goals that are day-to-day, then there are bigger goals that focus on, let's say, that are monthly or quarterly. Some people like to keep resolutions during New Year's, and then they're very disciplined of following through over the period of 12 months. Other people work better with a method where they don't want to come up with resolutions. They take it day by day, but somehow they're very successful at reaching their goal. So be mindful when you are living day to day. You have the best gift out there. It's free will. You get to choose what you want to do, how you want to do it. And to some degree, we have control over our lives. But there's also a good part of our life that we don't have control over. And life is how we react to it, whether you're in a work environment, in our relationships. No matter how much we love the person, we cannot control another human being. At the end of the day, there's one certainty that we individually are accountable for our own actions. And being accountable is part of living with purpose. Because if you're not accountable for what you do and say, then that attitude of, oh, it's other people's fault. You're removing yourself from the game of life by just giving up. Good things come to those who know what they're doing. They're mindful. They take accountability for the good and the bad. It just comes with the territory if you want to reach to the point of your destination and outcome. And when you're walking this day-to-day journey, enjoy the small things. Don't overlook them. Showing gratitude for the small things will lead you to a path that will take you to a very nice destination. Have the right attitude. Don't forget to love and laugh. It seems that as the days go on and time keeps on evolving, people live in a very stressful world. They're always thinking about what they're going to do the next 10 days, what they're doing next year. They're worrying about things that are a bit removed from the immediate reality. It's good to plan, but don't let the planning steer you away from your present path. Don't forget to love those near you. Don't forget to communicate your love to them. Not everybody communicates their emotions in the right, in the same manner. And just because they don't communicate it doesn't mean that they don't feel it. For example, people love to hear how much they're loved or shown. Some people may engage in gestures in communicating their love, but they may not utter those words. And there are many different reasons behind it. Some cultures, they're very big on emoting and articulating explicitly. And in other cultures, it's understood, but it's not constantly honed in through gestures and words. So it doesn't mean that one person's love is any more valuable than another, but just make sure that you let those around you know that they're appreciated, they're acknowledged, because in return, you also like to receive, be on the receiving end. And don't forget to laugh. You have to be able to laugh at yourself and at life sometimes, because some days the journey gets a little bit challenging. And we need a time out. If you take everything so seriously, along that path, you're going to start growing rigid mentally and emotionally. And you have to be just as emotionally open and mentally open to welcome blessings in your path in manifesting your goals. Not everybody who wants to learn manifestation, they want to manifest things or money. There are people who want to manifest a living environment, a peaceful domestic environment. They want to manifest more happiness. And those things are intangible, but they are just as, or if not more valuable than, let's say, manifesting a car. But whoever wants to manifest things, they have their reasons behind it. But manifest good stuff, because our brain likes to acknowledge bad news and focus on negativity twice as much versus good news. It says when something bad happens, that memory gets filed away in bold. That whenever we're having a bad day, we don't want to pull that file out and say, oh, I want to add one more bad thing that happened to me. Focus on the positive. It is a learning experience. I am aware there are many people who work hard, extremely hard, and they're waiting for their reward or an outcome to reach that manifesting a goal, and it's hard for them to emotionally stay afloat. Not every challenge in life gets resolved in 24 hours. Some of them just play out over a long period of time. And while it may not be fair, the responsibility lies on us to try to control our monkey mind thoughts, to try to calm ourselves down. And at times when we're under very high stress, we need to anchor ourselves in order to restore a perspective that lets us know we're safe, we're loved, and whatever we're going through, we're going to trudge through it. And whatever we can control, we just have to hand it over to the universe and have enough faith that things will pan out in the highest good possible. And it may mean that it might not be meant for you. And in terms of loving and laughing, I also discuss relationships. Nurture the relationships you have. Relationships don't mature in terms of depth and quality on their own. We have to spend time with people. We have to invest our energies communicating, making sure to learn about the other person or group of people, whether you're managing people at work or you're building a family at home or you're taking care of people. There's no exact formula for nurturing a relationship. Everybody has different sentiments, attitudes, characteristics that complement one another. And when we are embarking upon new relationships, some people will turn out to be acquaintances. Others will be friends. Some will be best friends. And then there's family. There are those that you're going to be close to, and then there are those you have distant relationships with. Don't underestimate the value of relationships. It's not about how they could necessarily help you, but people are necessary to our growth because we need interaction not only with society, but those in our lives, regular lives, for them to question us, to help us grow. And as much as nurturing relationships is demanding of our time and energy, there are going to be times where we're also learning about different phases of relationships. Times are not always going to be good. As long as you share space with another human being, it's inevitable you're going to have differences. But it doesn't mean that having differences is a bad thing. It actually makes us take a step back and learn about another person's perspective. And it helps us also develop better relationship with trust, having faith in ourselves, learning mutual respect, and it opens up the doors to many other parts of relationships. When we're interacting with other people at the same moment, we're also nurturing a relationship with ourselves. And how we treat ourselves also is communicated to in ways of how we treat other people. If it's somebody who treats themselves really well, but they treat everybody else around them like crap, I'm pretty confident that karma and self-perform will come back to them. Because you can't just want great things for yourself and then put everybody else down. Because while that individual may not care too much for people around them, in some shape or form, all of our well-being is contingent upon one another in society. We could remove ourselves from that person's path, but that's fine, but the reality will be that he or she is probably projecting outward of their challenges with other people. It's them. So don't look at it as something is wrong with you. We can change other people. We may be able to inspire them, but they have to be willing to change themselves. We can only control us. So you do you, and try not to worry about other people who try to take away your peace. Because at the end of the day, you're the gatekeeper of your inner peace. Another commandment that I would like to share is, what are your passions? Explore them. What is it that encourages you, pushes you to get out of bed every morning? Are you running to the work that you do? What is that passion? Not everybody works in an office environment, and not everybody has to work technically in the sense of earning money, but people pay it forward. Some people are retired, other people are students, and there are those that work for themselves. What is it? What is your passion? Is it painting? Is it photography? Is it traveling the world, meeting new people, helping people rebuild their lives? These are just a sheer few examples. What is your passion? Sometimes people sit down and they start coming up with all of these possibilities that could be their passion. And as I mentioned in the initial Live Each Day with Purpose is, you may discover your passion in the process of doing other stuff that you do in your day. And you may not even be thinking about it, and then all of a sudden the light bulb goes on saying, I like this. And you gravitate towards a certain hobby or interest, and you decide to practice it, learn more about it. And sometimes we have skills and we don't realize that they're within us until the right opportunity comes along, or it's the right environment that brings out that passion in us. You don't necessarily have to wait for that moment in order for your life to begin. Still continue living your life to the best of your ability, but explore your passions. Try new things. If you don't like it, it's okay. You could at least say, I tried it, but don't knock it until you've tried it. Show gratitude on, I would say, at least 25% of all segments that I've done since the inception of Sasha Talks on BBS Radio. I allude to gratitude. For those who keep gratitude journals, for those who take a moment of silence, say a spiritual prayer or a gratitude prayer, you acknowledge what has come into your life, acknowledge that you're fortunate that you have woken up this morning and you have another opportunity to start the clean slate, continue on building your life endeavors, building your family, loving your friends, continuing upon the goals that you have. And then for those who may feel that they may have dropped off the bandwagon, this is your opportunity to get back on. Every day we're given a new opportunity to continue living our path. Sometimes people start something and for some reason there's a delay, that they get sidetracked and they don't revisit their goal, because they think all of a sudden it's a waste. In order for anything good to happen, it takes time. Some people are big on time, myself also included, but when it comes to spiritual growth, we also have to be flexible when it comes to life matters. And if something doesn't happen on its first try, it doesn't mean that, oh, it's not meant to be, it's not timing, and we come up with excuses. Don't make up excuses for your goals that are meant to sustain you. There's a reason why you chose something to be a goal, because you believed in it. It was a passion. Don't abandon your passion, because your passion is not going to abandon you. It's going to be there, but it's a matter of what keeps on passing. Time. Don't waste time. Make the most of your time. When things in life get delayed, now and then, in hindsight, I will admit, it was a blessing in disguise. It's for me. So learn how to form a healthy relationship at time. Alongside gratitude and nurturing your relationships, create a healthy social outlet for yourself. Do you have a friend circle? Do you have a group of acquaintances? How do you socialize? Do you have a life outside of working or raising a family? There are mothers that I know who spend, they do a wonderful job holding down the fort, raising their children while their husbands are working. Everybody has a different dynamic domestic lifestyle nowadays. While you're catering to your day-to-day goals and obligations, how do you take some time aside to take care of you? Even if you don't go to a belong to a social circle, or let's say go to a weekly, you know, dinner with your friends or a happy hour, everybody has different priorities. It's more important for you to ask yourself, do I take out half an hour, 15 minutes out of the day, or out of the week, do I take out an hour just for me? Doesn't matter if you're going to the salon to get your hair done or you're soaking your feet at home. You're taking care of yourself, or you're just taking a time out and listening to music and painting, or you go out for a drive, or you just enjoy that cup of coffee without any interruptions, no text messages, no phone calls, no children yelling, no one calling out your name. What do you do to take some time aside for yourself? And if you happen to be an individual who's responsible for other people or a group of people, don't forget to also take care of you, because if you don't take good care of yourself, how are you going to take care of other people? Now and then we do have life events that take us off track, or it's circumstances, situational, where we don't get to spend that much time nurturing ourselves. It's okay, but overall, on a good day, don't forget about you. Don't be so harsh on yourself. Give yourself credit day to day. Don't wait just for a great event to come along your path where you will reward yourself, because life is short. You know, we have this moment, but one never knows. Pay it forward. Count your blessings. Really count your blessings, even the small things in life. We don't realize what we take for granted until it's taken away, or we're out of our comfort zone, we're out of our day-to-day routine environment. Show gratitude, and in the process, when you encounter your blessings, feel free to share a little bit with others. I'm not talking about people having personal inner dialogue of, I worked hard for my money, so why do I have to share it with so-and-so? They didn't work hard for it. They should get a job themselves. I'm talking about pay it forward in the environment. It could be doing a good gesture, holding the door open, buying someone groceries, leaving a nice tip. It doesn't mean you don't have to have all that wealth and riches in order to do a good deed. A good deed could be you offering 5 minutes of your time to talk to somebody who looks like they need someone to hear them out, or to offer someone guidance, or to help a kid with their homework. There's so many different ways of paying it forward that I try to make people look at it from a very broader level and not to look at it in a materialistic way. And not to have that attitude of, if I do something nice, what good deed is going to come back my way? Everybody has a different relationship with karma, but be positive. And remember, in order for energy to come your way, good energy, you also have to make sure energy is moving forward. And in essence, you're also paying it forward. So if you're going to project anything out, try to be positive, because you never know. Just because you're having a great day today or a great phase, it doesn't mean that life immunes us from having a hardship later in time. There's good days, there are bad days, there are great moments, there are some slow phases, but we're all in the process of refining ourselves. In your good moments, don't forget to say thank you, because on our bad moments, typically people question in their mind or out loud of why is this happening to me? What did I do to deserve this? All of a sudden, people start remembering all of the sources that they could pray to overcome that challenge. Were they praying and saying gratitude on the days where good things were happening to them? It's a bit similar to, you know, our true friends that are going through a tough phase. Moving along, learn something new. And in the process, you could also pay it forward by teaching other people something that you're great at. Maybe you could be teaching a hobby or photography or painting or teaching children how to read. There are many different things we could teach because all of us have our strengths and weaknesses. Something that we're great at, or learning how to play an instrument. The list can go on and on. You could learn something new in order to refine your purpose, but at the same time, you could also pay it forward by teaching something that you are great at to a group of audience. Some people have ways of reconnecting with their inner self and getting that quote-unquote alone time by spending time in nature. It's not only about spending time around life's natural sources, water, rocks, sedimentation, under the sky, trees, fresh air, getting to see birds. But it's also about connecting one with nature. In turn, we all come from the earth, and one day we all return to the earth. Are you feeding your senses? How often do you go for walks? Are you in an environment where you're fortunate enough to have fresh air, fresh water? Time to reflect, time to meditate. Are you paying attention to what you put in your body? Some people put so much time and effort into what they put in their body and how they take care of their bodies, but they don't put as much investment and token on what are they feeding their mind? What is the type of environment they surround their mind to? Are they feeding their emotional health? Are they working through their emotional challenges? At times, people tuck all of that away underneath the carpet and hope that it will never surface. But typically, everything that we run away from surfaces at a very inconvenient time, because there's never a convenient time to deal with the tough things in life. And if we keep on running and running and running, one day we're going to wake up and it will slap us in the face until we acknowledge it and work through it. But once you work through it, you don't have to revisit it. So look at it that way. More energy is spent running away from things than facing them head on. And the last thought that I will share with you at the moment, tied into what I just shared, is when we pay attention to our mind, body, and emotions, it's also important to feed our spirituality, which is removed from other belief systems that we acquire over time, whether it's family values, religion, cultural belief systems. There are many different types of belief systems, but with spirituality, How are you nurturing your soul? Do you have a healthy relationship with yourself? How do you keep your energy grounded? What do you feel needs attention in your life that could be nurtured and healed by balancing the energies within you? Are you too emotional? Do you have anxiety and worries going through you? What's keeping you up at night? Where do you feel you could improve a bit? It's really important to view our overall presence as a whole, and to function as a whole at an optimal level, we need to nurture our spirit. our soul, our mind, our heart, our body. All of these have to work in congruence. They complement one another. And when one of them are out of alignment, it starts impacting other parts of our whole. And sometimes people let it go for too long, thinking, oh, time will take care of it. But time doesn't take care of anything unless we make the decision and take action to take care of ourselves. And when we pay attention to ourselves and we take care of ourselves, in the process, we become more aware of our divine purpose over time. You have to love yourself first. And loving yourself is part of healing in order for you to give back and help other people in society. Because you do matter, and you have to be good to yourself, because we want you around. I will leave you on that note. If you have any stories of life transitions and how you came across your divine purpose and your passions, I would love to hear from you. Please go to sashatalks.com, click on the contact page, and I look forward to hearing from you. Everybody else, have a wonderful week. I look forward to crossing paths with you next week. But next segment, I should say. Be good, be safe, be blessed. God bless.